and welcome to a new episode of Nerds Talk Movies. My name is Taylor Cole, and I will be your host today. Joining me is none other than my usual co-host, Tristan Benz. Today, we're kicking off our end-of-the-year Spider-Man coverage with our reactions to the second trailer for Spider-Man No Way Home. We initially wanted to record and post this episode when the trailer went live on Tuesday night, but Tristan was a bit under the weather. By the time we started recording, everybody on the internet, they already have their reaction videos, their Easter egg content out from the trailer. So we figured we'd just wait to post this on our usual time on Friday nights. Plus, we love talking about this stuff anyway. Hopefully you all will get some entertainment out of our dumb and late opinions on the trailer. This all actually works out for us, too, to be honest. We plan to take next week off from uploading Nerds Talk Movies content, so the podcast team can take some extra time off to be with their families during Thanksgiving. However, since this No Way Home episode is airing on our usual time slot, we'll be able to post an episode we already recorded next week instead. By the way, that episode is going to be a retrospective on Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. And I can't wait for everybody to hear that. I thought it was a fantastic episode. Anyway, let's get into the second trailer for Spider-Man No Way Home. To the surprise of many, this trailer did not reveal any additional webheads or a certain man without fear. We didn't get a Tobey Maguire, we didn't get a Andrew Garfield, and we didn't get any Charlie Cox. And I actually thought the internet would hate that. But, surprisingly, the internet is loving this trailer, and I can't blame them because I do too. But anyways, instead, it put the spotlight on the film's many villains, including Green Goblin from Raimi's Spider-Man 1, Doc Ock from Raimi's Spider-Man 2, Sandman from Raimi's Spider-Man 3. Presumably, we didn't actually see the actor in this trailer. The Lizard from Mark Webb's Amazing Spider-Man 1. Same as Sandman, we don't see the actor. And finally, Electro from Webb's Amazing Spider-Man 2. The trailer may have also revealed a very interesting wrinkle for the movie's narrative. According to Doctor Strange, all of these villains died from fighting Spider-Man and claimed that it was their fate. As a response to this, it seems that Peter, at least for a brief time, is at odds with the Sorcerer Supreme and is attempting to save the villains from their grim fates. We're about to get into our thoughts in a moment, but I do want to mention something that we usually don't talk about when discussing these kind of topics. This episode will most likely contain our opinions on some leaks and rumors going around about No Way Home. I want to start to say this going forward on this show when talking about leaks, because I know there are some out there who really want to go into these movies fresh and being potentially brought into the loop about them may take them out of the movie going experience. So if you are one of those people, it's completely fine. You feel free to skip this episode. Don't feel like you have to listen to us ramble on and on. But for us personally, we can still love it all the same. So again, one last time as a warning, this episode is going to probably feature us talking about some of the rumors and leaks. I don't think we're going to go too heavy into it, but we'll probably have a few things to say here and there, or at least a few references to some leaks. Now that is out of the way, Tristan, you've been a little quiet. I feel like you've been trying to gather your thoughts for this trailer. What did you think of the second trailer for Spider-Man No Way Home?
This is a good damn trailer, man. Like, this is really good. I mean, everyone has an opinion on MCU Spider-Man. They're like, oh, he's just Iron Boy Jr. Oh, no, he's the best Spider-Man ever. Blah, blah, blah. You know, what have you. What I will say is I've enjoyed the Tom Holland Spider-Mans, you know, as much as I enjoy any Marvel movie. But in my recent, you know, comic book journeys, I've been reading a lot more Marvel, reading a lot more Spider-Man. And I gotta say, now having read, you know, hundreds of Spider-Man comics, I feel like Tom Holland's Spider-Man hasn't suffered enough that we've gotten to see. And now, it looks like he's going to suffer, and I'm very much looking forward to that. Because, come on. I mean, we got, in this trailer, Spider-Man doing his best to save everyone, even his villains. Classic Spider-Man. Spider-Man kind of alienating his fellow superheroes and, you know, ruining his personal relationships. We're seeing that with Doctor Strange. Classic Spider-Man sad looking beat up. We see that. Spider-Man fighting the Sinister Six, even if it's, you know, five of them. I'm hoping Mysterio pops up or something.
I think it's four.
Yeah, well.
I don't think Doc Ock's a villain.
I think he's at least going to be an antagonist at first. Whether or not he turns and starts helping Peter, we'll see. But he's at least, Spider-Man is going to be punching at least five bad guys in this movie. At some point or another, you know? And I gotta say, I'm jazzed. I thought it was a great trailer. I really liked the tone it was setting. I liked the focus it was putting on Tom Holland's Spider-Man, because at this point we all know the other Spider-Man are gonna pop up. Like, that's a given. Like, it's not a secret. We know what's happening. In the trailer that they showed in Brazil, like, they cut it a little bit later in the money shot, and we see the lizard getting punched by air, which means they cut out one of the Spider-Men, like, from that money shot. So we know they're in it. But I liked that the trailer was putting the focus on the Tom Holland Spider-Man, because this is a conclusion of his, like, high school trilogy. It's his movie, and I know a lot of people, myself
included. Kristen, I don't know what you're talking about, though. That could be Aang from the last
Airbender. It could be John Cena.
Yeah, it could be John Cena.
We don't know for sure.
No. And that's
not either fun. Way.
It could be John Cena. It could be Aang.
Either way, it's someone helping Tom Holland. And we were worried that he'd get overshadowed. But this is the conclusion of his high school trilogy, and I really liked the trailer putting the emphasis on him, you know, seeing as how he is the titular Spider-Man.
Yeah, I agree. I thought this was an awesome trailer. I was surprised we didn't get Maguire or Garfield, and I actually messaged you afterwards, like, oh, this trailer is going to get a lot of hate. I loved it, but I think it's going to get a lot of hate. Mm-hmm. And then you messaged me right afterwards. You're like, now I'm online. It's getting universally loved.
Yeah, I was
loved.
Seeing a shocking amount of positivity.
Yeah, I'm so happy about that, because usually you see the internet just be disappointed because they didn't get exactly what they wanted.
Yeah.
But even though we got something really cool, so it's kind of cool to see that subversion there from the internet. So the internet gets a rare W.
A rare dub.
I loved Willem Dafoe's narration over the end of the trailer.
Oh, yeah.
I do have kind of a theory about that, but I have too many to talk about in this episode. So, Peter attempting to save the villains from their certain deaths is such a Spider-Man thing.
It's such a Spider-Man thing. It's peak Spider-Man.
I just don't understand how people don't like Holland's Peter Parker. I really don't. I understand the Iron Boy stuff, but that was really just one movie. One solo movie. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, come on. This guy is just crushing it. And that's not to tear down the other two who played him, but Holland just, he really does nail the Peter Parker and Spider-Man aspects to me.
I think this will be the movie where he becomes a Spider-Man that all the detractors are wanting to see.
You just nailed my next point here. I love the darker tone of this trailer.
100%.
This feels like the first two, and I love them for it, like Far From Home especially, I love the fact that they're a little more lighthearted in tone. I kind of feel like they should be. They're him in high school, and him just, it kind of feels like a John Hughes kind of movie, in a way.
Yeah, and that's the tone
and
they were
really
going for.
It really works. And this feels like, no, he's growing up.
Yeah.
He has been to space, he has seen shit.
He's technically died.
Yes, he has technically died. He's had mentors died, Uncle Ben and Tony Stark. Like, this is a guy who, you said he hasn't suffered enough. I think he has.
See,
like, we're starting to see it. It's just that you don't see it as much on screen, and it's more implied because the movie doesn't want to show you Uncle Ben dying for the fifth time.
Sure, but even then, like, I don't know. We know Uncle Ben died, and they didn't show us again because it's like, yeah, we all know the origin. How many times do we need to see it? You know, all that jazz. But at the same time, the only time he ever really, like, references it is like once in Homecoming. And that's not to say that, like, oh, he can never be happy again. But if you read Spider-Man comics, Peter's mentioning Uncle Ben to himself all the time. Like, it's a thing where it's almost like, all right, Peter, you definitely need therapy, but like, I get this is a big deal to you. We don't really see him think. We were excited when in What If he actually said the words Uncle Ben for the first time. Everyone was like, oh my God, finally, because it hasn't happened at all.
Other than the sly hints to it in movies, which there have been. It's not in the movie has done.
I mean, there's hints, but it's like no one's had a conversation about what Uncle Ben meant to Peter. Because, I mean,
Aunt May had some kind of conversation, I remember.
Yeah, it was just like, oh, she can't go through this again in Homecoming. But other than that, like, we haven't talked about, like, Uncle Ben being a big part of why Peter, you know, wants to be a hero, because he made a mistake and fucked up and got the person he loved most killed. Like, that's a big part of Spider-Man that just hasn't been touched on. So that's part of why I say where it feels like he hasn't suffered enough, because that in the setup of this,
you know, MCU Spider-Man, that feels tangential. It feels like something they just didn't touch on because, you know, we're taking it for granted. And then, yeah, sure, he lost Iron Man, but, like, realistically, they knew each other for, you know, they hung out for, like, 2 weeks total. Like, that wasn't that deep. And we haven't had a lot of solid character moments between him and Aunt May. Like, we had the great scene in Homecoming after Tony takes the suit. You know, that was a good heartful moment, but then most of Far From Home is just jokes about her and Happy having sex, and, like, everyone else just treats her like she's just, you know, hot, and that's it, which, you know, Marissa Tomei is hot. She's also a great actress. Like, let's give her more of those Homecoming moments, and it seems like, based on the trailer, we're going to get that, because it seems like she's the one he's talking to, and he's like, I can't save everyone. Like, I'm really hoping this movie actually lets Peter have some character moments with someone other than Ned. You know, or yeah, MJ to the, like, to a lesser extent.
He's, or even MJ, but... because Far From Home is, like, MJ and Homecoming is kind of a, they're trying to tease that, oh, she's made a way bigger deal.
Yeah, she's like a tertiary character.
She's a
character.
Side character, yeah. Like, a huge side character in that movie, where she's more in the forefront in Far From Home. So, even MJ, I'd rather just see some more scenes with Peter and
yeah.
MJ.
Yeah, well, because even in MJ, like, yeah, they like each other and they're, you know, on the same side, but for a lot of it, they're playing this almost, like, cat and mouse back and forth of don't they like each other. They don't have a lot of time to actually talk
this
about
needs
shit.
To build on that. This needs to, as much as I love Ned, I kind of wouldn't mind if Ned is a little more of a background character.
I think that's
going to
get killed. I think either, it's, let's put it this way, Ned, Aunt May, MJ, one of them is dying.
Yeah.
One of them is dying. I can see two of them dying, but at least one of them is getting the axe. Now, personally, I don't want Aunt May to die, because, like I said, we haven't had enough of of him actually having that relationship with Aunt May. And hey, we haven't had, you know, like you said, enough MJ. So sorry, Ned. Like, guess you gotta go. I mean, really, the character of Ned in the MCU is essentially just Miles Morales' best friend Ganke. I never know how to pronounce it. I feel bad. But it's essentially just Miles' best friend that he just slapped the name Ned on. Which, in the comics, Ned...
He's supposed to be Hobgoblin.
Yeah, he's supposed to be Hobgoblin. Well, then it became a whole thing of, well, he wasn't really Hobgoblin. Hobgoblin's identity. That's a whole other podcast we can do. But either way, Ned dies in the comics, so if they want to axe him in this movie, it's like, all right, well, you know, R.I.P.
Yeah, I love the darker tone. Like I mentioned, I love Far From Home. I actually put Far From Home up there. I don't know. Probably depending on the day, I'd switch what's the best of the three. But I put it up there with Into the Spider-Verse and Spider-Man 2, Raimi's version.
Oh, Far From Home is definitely high up there for me.
It's so damn good. It gets a lot of hate. I understand it. But again, it's just a... No Way Home feels like it's epic. It feels like it's dark. It feels, like I said, like that culmination of Peter Parker's current arc. It doesn't feel like it's over, which leads me to my three final points here, and then we can turn it back over to a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Two with the trailer and one with Tom Holland. Point number one, you actually talked about this. The Brazil version of the trailer has Lizard getting punched out of the air by nobody. I do think that's probably going to be Andrew Garfield's. It also looks like there's another shot where Tom Holland's just swinging in the dark, and it's a wide shot.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of room there.
A lot of space.
That seems like if you have all three Spider-Men swinging there, that's one hell of a shot.
One hell of a shot.
Out. Point number two, my new favorite fan theory, is that is Andrew Garfield Spider-Man going to swoop in and save MJ when she's falling off that scaffolding?
Be really cool.
Because it would give the character kind of that redemptive moment from Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
That's probably my favorite fan theory right now. I really hope that's what
If it doesn't happen at this point, I think everyone's going to be disappointed. Like, they better get some fucking reshoots in or something.
I know there's... And three, this is my point about Tom Holland. Because we're recording this the day after the trailer came out, and Tom Holland said some things about playing Spider-Man in the future. And we don't know how much of this is contract. We don't know how much of this is...
Could just be he's trying to do some negotiations. You know? It's all conjecture at this point.
Yeah. I know there's been a lot of talk about Tom Holland being done as Spider-Man after this, including those comments. So here's kind of my take on it. I don't know if it's something like burnout or contract negotiations, or he changes mind. Because he has older comments saying, I'd love to play Spider-Man forever.
Yeah.
But because people change their minds. Like, people are like, he said this 5 years ago. Yeah, a lot of people have different opinions.
Yeah, although I will say, didn't he say he played Spider-Man Forever like 3 weeks ago? Like, it was relatively recently.
See, that's what I'm saying. It could be.
Yeah, he could change his mind. I'm just saying, it was like, all right, this is a real quick turnaround after, like, you know, sometime last month, you're like, I'll play Spider-Man Forever. It's like, okay, hold on.
Just me personally, though, I think we all know how much Tom Holland loves playing Spider-Man. By the way he talks about the character and the, what he knows about the character. This isn't somebody who I think is just doing it for the money. And because we have seen also actors do that in the past, just take the money and run. This is a dude who I think really enjoys playing Spider-Man. And I get that No Way Home feels like a finale as well. But I kind of feel like it would be a massive mistake to reboot this franchise with another actor or bringing in Miles as the lead right after this. Personally, I'd love to see Sony take their time with a second trilogy with Holland, like the college kind of trilogy.
College Spider-Man's the best Spider-Man.
And then you can have Miles take the reins at the end of that trilogy and have Peter kind of take the Tony Stark mentor role.
Yeah.
That would be a nice way to bookend that character arc for him. He becomes what he was, he becomes Tony Stark in a way.
Yeah.
For another Spider-Man. I think that'd be really cool. Again, nothing to do with the trailer, just my two cents on it, because I've seen a lot of chatter about it this morning.
I agree. Yeah, like, we can, you know, conjecture and speculate and theorize all we want, but at the end of the day, unfortunately, we're not in the Sony boardroom. We can't make these calls. Me, personally, I also would like a Spider-Man college trilogy. I'd like to see him go up against Kingpin. Maybe team up with Daredevil to do that. Maybe have him go up against the Hobgoblin. Let's bring in Scorpion. Let's bring in Chameleon. We've got so many villains we haven't seen yet.
I just feel like there's a lot left in the tank for this version.
There is.
You know?
I mean, I remember, I think it was a few years ago, like, Kevin Feige was talking about the tone of the Spider-Man. I think it was Kevin Feige. It was someone working in Marvel Studios, and they were talking about the Spider-Man series. And they were saying how, like, yeah, they wanted the first couple movies, like, of John Watts films, you know, Homecoming and Far From Home, to be lighter, because they wanted to kind of mirror, you know, the Harry Potter series, where, all right, it's lighter and it's more inviting and family friendly at first, but then as these characters grow older, it gets darker. And it seems like this is that, you know, that turning point we were waiting for, and I would love a much darker, like, college
trilogy.
This is
Goblet of Fire.
Yeah, this is, well, Prisoner of Azkaban. That's the one where, it got dark, you know. You know, when you got Sirius Black and the Dementors running around, you know, shit's going to get crazy. But, you know, that's not the point. Point is, this seems like a gateway drug into the more adult, more mature, more tortured, angsty Spider-Man that a lot of fans have been clamoring for. And yeah. I look forward to seeing that. Like I said, I've enjoyed the movies we've gotten so far, but I want to see a sad Tom Holland. And we get that in this trailer, and I'm intrigued.
The best part of this trailer is that wrinkle that I didn't expect, where Doctor Strange is like, they all die fighting Spider-Man. I assume that's eventually, like, somehow Sandman and Lizard fight Spider-Man again in their universe and die.
See, I was interpreting that as, like, it was just a line that was cut a certain way from the trailer. I feel like he's only talking about Green Goblin and Electro and Doc Ock. But we'll see, you know, in a month when it comes out.
Alfred Molina saying, you're fighting ghosts. Damn, that was a good line.
That was a really,
like,
cool line.
Alfred Molina's perfect.
What
he's,
a fucking
he's
king
so
that
good
man is.
Doc Ock. I don't think he's a villain, dude. I really don't.
I hope he is.
I think he is at the beginning.
No, I want him as the villain. I want the full.
But where do they pull
enchilada.
Him in? Like, he redeems himself.
Yeah, but see, if they got him right before he died, then that could be like the, like, he was still
before
a bad guy
in
the climax
the
right up until Peter electrocuted him.
Yeah.
Like, so
right
still
until could've... he goes into the water, he's the bad guy.
Yeah, so he still could be a baddie. I did see a fan theory, though, from one Greg Miller of Kinda Funny, where we see in the trailer, he takes some of the nanotech from that god-awful, ugly Iron Spider suit and, like, enhances its tentacles. And Greg Miller's fan theory was the... like, the nanobots in the suit that he steals repair his tentacles, but also repair that inhibitor chip. So maybe that leads to him being, like, a good guy later in the movie where he redeems himself, which that could be interesting.
Yeah.
But, you know, I wouldn't complain just to see him be a baddie all the way through. Either way, he's going to be dope. It's Alfred Molina, Doc Ock. Like, he was the best villain. Well, I won't say he's the best villain of the Raimi trilogy, because I ridiculously love Willem Dafoe's Green Goblin, but he's a damn good villain. He's one of the best comic book movie villains.
I think Willem Dafoe's narration is so good.
It's so good.
There was something that came out months ago about, like, potentially a leak for the story. And I kind of think that's where it might fit in, to where Green Goblin's kind of egging on Holland's Peter Parker. Like,
I mean, there are people saying that he's, like, even though we've only just seen him in the trailer, like, there are people saying that he's the main villain.
It feels like
film.
He's the big bad.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I mean, it's the Green Goblin. You're not going to have Green Goblin being a Spider-Man
movie. Well, you
movie
also have Doc
not,
Ock.
Yeah, but Green Goblin's still the number one. Like, I love Doc Ock, but, like, if you have, I don't know, you have Two-Face and Joker in a Batman movie. Joker's the main bad guy. Like, Two-Face is still pretty high up there on the list, but, you know, Joker's number one. It's the same with Green Goblin and Spider-Man. They were always his top two, but just the personal relationship between Norman Osborn and Peter Parker.
I always thought it was 1A, 1B.
Well, if that's the case, then Goblin's still the A. That's still a slightly higher tier above. I mean, just think about his personal, like, relationship with Peter Parker. Everything his family, their families have gone through together in the comics. Like, Goblin is the number one. Doc Ock, very close, number two. But let's put it this way. Spider-Man is Doc Ock's archenemy, but, you know, Doc Ock ain't Spider-Man's archenemy.
Yeah, definitely. But I really love this trailer. I think the tone is fantastic. I think villain-wise, it feels like we're either getting 4 to 5 villains, depending what happens with Doc Ock. I feel like we're getting either 4 villains or 6. And there's one we're missing.
Who's your guess for that 6th?
I kind of think it's Mysterio. I really think it's Mysterio.
I feel like even if he doesn't make a physical appearance.
It's such a Mysterio move, right?
It's such a Mysterio move.
The whole reason this came up is Mysterio.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Even if he doesn't make a physical appearance, just on principle, he's the 6th bad guy because he set all this in motion.
And not only that, everybody loved Jake Gyllenhaal.
Everybody loved Jakey G. It'd be amazing if that was the one secret they managed to keep. That Mysterio was in this movie.
That he's back, yeah. And that's his thing, right? He's special effects. He can fake anything.
Yeah.
Anybody will believe anything these days.
And if Venom was...
That'd be so cool.
If Venom was a bad guy, like, that's the only... Like
yeah,
you said,
it
wouldn't make any sense. That's the only other villain they could use. But Venom, as we've seen him, isn't even really a villain. So it wouldn't make sense for that character. But, you know, let's have Venom in the College Trilogy so we can finally get symbiote Tom Holland.
I'd be good with that, or maybe 2 Venoms. I've kind of always liked the idea of, why don't you bring Venom over to the MCU and
get a little symbiote breakoff?
Yeah, well, not a breakoff, but you have the MCU version of the symbiote who's completely evil, and you could have your cake and eat it too with the MCU. Have the anti-hero version of Eddie, and have an evil Venom as well.
I don't know. So, I feel like if we're going anti-hero Venom, you may as well get Flash Thompson, but then the Flash Thompson in the MCU is not someone that I necessarily want to see as Venom, which is heartbreaking.
The one in the Raimi trilogy, which I'm watching right now, Joe Manganiello.
Joe Manganiello, what a man.
That is so hilarious to see him in that movie. But this trailer, man, going back to it, there's so much going on, from Electro being, like, I think Electro is going to be a little bit of a bigger deal.
Oh, yeah.
Than a lot of people think.
I think he's going to be, like, because at this point, yeah, like, I'd like Doc Ock to be a main villain, but I do think he's going to turn. I think Goblin's going to be the main villain, but, like, Electro's going to be, like, right there behind him.
I'm wondering if we see Sandman in physical form, like, as a human.
That's a good question.
I don't think we are. Every little bit of piece of footage or poster that shows Sandman, it is him as Sandman.
Yeah, but... I mean, if you're going to put him on a poster, why are you going to... I mean, it won't be as interesting if they just put Thomas Hayden Church in a green t-shirt in the poster.
Well, I think that green t-shirt may be why we never see him anymore.
Probably. They're like, we really can't. Dumb. It's like, we can't do this. The MCU is embarrassed of its comic book roots sometimes.
And are we missing a villain?
Lizard. He's still Lizard. Naked. Still running around naked. I wanted him to wear his little lab coat.
No, he's getting punched by invisible people. Like, why should we talk about him?
Oh, I mean, you know, he... Here's what happened. I'll give you a little spoiler, a little inside knowledge. So when you see his head turn, you know, so dramatically, it's not that he was getting punched. He just smelled just how terrifying that Venom would be. Because Venom is in the movie, right? He smelled Venom and all the chickens that Venom eats, and he's like, I can't do it.
Watch the 6th really villain. So, here's the worst thing that could happen, I think, if they do a Sinister 6.
Mm-hmm.
We have Doc Ock. We have Green Goblin.
Mm-hmm.
2 people have been leaders in a Sinister 6. You're starting off so damn strong.
Very strong.
You got Electro. Jamie Foxx coming back, redeeming himself from Amazing Spider-Man 2. Here we go. We got the Lizard, who looks slightly better than he did in the first movie he was in, which is not saying much.
Still missing a lab coat, but I'll allow it.
And then we also have Sandman. Very strong lineup.
Strong lineup.
But there's still a mystery villain. What if it's Rhino?
Well, is it Paul Giamatti's Rhino?
Yes. You know how disappointed I would probably
be. I'd be pretty disappointed. How would he get the Rhino suit up on that scaffolding? You know?
Tristan, if they're hiding Rhino,
if they're hiding Rhino, I'm going to be so sad. I want my ticket back.
All right. You got anything? I feel like we could talk about this for 45 minutes with theories and stuff, but we don't really have the time. Maybe for a future, maybe the MCU episode.
Maybe
we're gonna do for Spider-Man. We can do with theories.
We can do a little. We can do a little theorizing because I should be on that one. I know our scheduling's still all over the place. Whether or not I'll be on the other ones, but the MCU I should be good for. You know, with the holiday traveling coming up, it's just it's a little confusing.
The last thing I'll mention before we kind of close up here is I did want to see Andrew Garfield Spider-Man in this trailer solely for the press tour he would have to have.
Oh my God, that
afterwards.
Poor man. That poor man.
That's the only thing I would want. I would be more excited for the press tour than seeing Andrew Garfield Spider-Man in the movie. And that's not saying I don't like his Spider-Man. I actually really do.
But it's going
to be hysterical if he is actually in this movie and he has to go around a press tour and being like, "Well, what the fuck did you want me to say? All right, I had to say I wasn't in the damn movie."
Oh, people are going
to
ask him about
make
it
you all
afterwards
believe
anyway.
Like,
yeah. He
and they're going to still hate on him for it.
Yeah,
even if he's not in this movie, and he's going to be like, "Why are y'all? I told y'all."
He and Charlie Cox are both in no-win situations.
Yeah. And Charlie Cox is trying to, I feel like he's trying to play that devil's advocate, no pun intended, for Daredevil there, and be like, "Maybe I'm not going to play Daredevil anymore. I don't know."
Yeah. Meanwhile,
that kind of deal. It's kind of the Tony's putting off the man.
Meanwhile, Tobey Maguire, he's just wandering around. No one's really asked him anything. The only people who asked
him
are like,
"Maguire's probably just spoiling this shit."
Well,
I've seen
just online like fans coming up and asking him, and it's like, "Oh, are you in it?" And he like just winks at him and takes a picture. It was like, "All right, is no outlet gonna ask Tobey Maguire what's up because he doesn't seem to give a shit."
No, I don't see. Here's the thing, though. Tobey Maguire can get away from it. Like, he can get away with it because he's Tobey Maguire.
He's
the one who's grandfathered in here.
That's true.
So he's the guy who can just do whatever the hell he wants. He is the Tom Welling of Smallville.
He is, yeah.
Like, over there when Arrowverse was doing their Crisis on Infinite Earths,
just walking around doing whatever, minding his own business.
They had to acquiesce to Tom Welling. Whatever he wanted to do, they would have done, because he was the one who was grandfathered in. So
all I'm saying is, it's really funny that they've asked Kirsten Dunst if she's going to be in it, but they haven't. No one's officially reached out to Tobey Maguire that I've seen.
Didn't they ask Emma Stone as well?
I think they did, and she was like, "Yeah, no, I'm not in that. I'm pregnant." Like, what are you talking about?
You got anything else to say before we close up here on our... We'll talk about this more. Do you think we see a second trailer or another trailer?
I don't know. I don't think I want to. Like, we got a month left of the movie. Either. Like, I'm in. Like, I don't want them to show the other Spider-Man in the trailer.
I think the end... We didn't talk about this real quick. The end of the trailer where it's like they're coming through.
Yeah. Oh, he's definitely talking about the Spider-Man.
I am convinced that's because they wanted to put that as a tease.
Oh, they're going
to... Like, they knew what they were doing with that and Molina's Doc Ock going, "You're not Peter Parker."
Yeah, they knew
they're
what
not
they're
putting
doing.
That line in there if they're not bringing in those Spider-Men, in my opinion. They would just take the... They'll take the plot hole.
Yeah.
Over... Bring add teasing that.
Yeah, no, I'm sure Doctor Strange thinks more villains are coming through, and then what do you know? We got two more Spider-Men flipping about. So
I just hope that third act's pretty long to where
we
can get a few moments between the Spider-Men. I'm glad though that this movie more and more is becoming less of what the hell is Tom Holland Spider-Man going to do in this movie. To, oh, thank God, this is going to actually be his movie.
Yeah, 100%.
With just so happened, a lot of cool shit happening around him.
I agree.
So I really hope that pans out. I hope Tom Holland, if he is feeling a little bit of a burnout from the character, takes some time off. Because he's done Spider-Man a lot longer than people think he has.
He's technically played Spider-Man more than you know, Tobey Maguire or Andrew Garfield. Like, he, aside from his two solo movies, he's also been in Civil War and Infinity War and Endgame.
But to me, this feels like the end of a first act from the trailers we've gotten. The end of a first act of a pretty cool character arc for Spider-Man.
Same. Same. That I'm hoping for that college trilogy.
I hope we see an act two of. You got anything else to add?
No, it's just a damn good trailer. Everyone should watch it. Or don't watch it if you're trying to avoid any spoilers. But in which case, I don't know why you're listening to this.
All right, let's close up shop. I want to thank Tristan for joining me this week. I want to thank anyone for listening in to us ramble on about this awesome trailer, about Tom Holland as Spider-Man, and all that kind of stuff. We have officially kicked off our Spider-Man coverage leading into Spider-Man No Way Home. We'll be talking a lot more about our fan theories for No Way Home when we have our MCU Spider-Man movies retrospective. In the meantime, here's a rundown of what you can expect to see on this podcast throughout the rest of the year. To keep us hyped for No Way Home, we'll be going back and taking a look at previous Spidey films and doing a retrospective on them. We're calling these our Spider-Man webtrospectives. This all starts next week when we have our first webtrospective on the movie that introduced the mainstream audience to the Spider-Man multiverse, and that was a little animated film called Into the Spider-Verse. By the way, as we mentioned, I believe at the intro of this episode, I think, but I actually recorded that episode with Riley already, and it was just an awesome show. It also helps that Into the Spider-Verse is just an amazing film by itself, so it's easy to just go into it and try to find some cool things to talk about. We'll then have webtrospectives on the Sam Raimi Spider-Man trilogy and the Mark Webb Amazing Spider-Man films. Riley is once again joining me for the Raimi episode, and we're still working on the panel for the Amazing Spider-Man webtrospective. Finally, we'll end our webtrospective tour with Tristan and I going over the MCU Spidey movies, Homecoming and Far From Home. I don't think we're going to really talk about Civil War and the Infinity Saga stuff. We might mention it at the beginning of the episode, I'm not sure. But we will end that episode by sharing our final fan theories and predictions for what we will be expecting from No Way Home. The last episode of 2021 will be our spoiler talk on No Way Home. When we return from our end of the year vacation, we'll probably take a short break from the Marvel content, because we've been making a lot of Marvel content here lately. And really just DC, just comic book content in general, really. So we'll probably take a few weeks or maybe a month and talk about some non-comic book related content, some movies, some shows, for a brief period. So be prepared for that. We'll see you next week with Into the Spider-Verse.